Item 11, request for public hearing.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Jim.
Normally in July, we request public hearings to have public hearings in August so that we can set the seasons for the fall and allow, the Warden requested that we do it at that time so they have a month to get ready if they have to have any gear changes or anything like that. But for your information, I mean, the things are a good portion right now. This is the most recent harvest mandatory reporting, and, you know, it looks like last year we're over 300,000 for total harvest, which is a major increase. But today, what we're talking about, we're talking about the blue line. We're talking about the public season. Our biggest gains in harvest in Virginia are coming from private grounds, but we are setting the seasons now for the public season, which has also gone up significantly and seems to be holding its own and staying up. So that's very good. Our stock assessment, we kind of make our recommendations on seasons based on stock assessment from the previous year, and we had a very good spat set in 2012. We had a very good spat set in 2010, but we had a light spat set in 2011, and that's, if you recall, we had a whole lot of rain that was up coming across Mississippi and through New York, and we had this big amount of rain that came down to the Susquehanna in 2011, gave us really bad water quality. Hatcheries didn't work very well, and our natural populations did not spawn very well. So we have lighter sets for the ones that would be coming into the fishery for this year, but that's most problematic for the areas that we don't rotate. And for the new commissioners, our management strategy has been to, in all the areas that we can, that we have enough areas that are restored, that we actually set up different units within an area, and this is showing the Rappahannock, and in this area we have six areas, and we rotate the harvest between two areas per year being open, and then so an area is open, like this year, area four and area two will be open, and all the other areas remain closed. Area two and four will close after this year, and they won't be reopened again until 3 years later. So that has seems to have stabilized and improved our harvest. And so those areas, because we had good sets in 2010 and 12, they're actually looking pretty good. The areas where we may see some decline in our harvest this year will be in areas that we still have not gone to rotation, like the Lower James, Great Wicomico, those areas that they're open all the time, so they're going to have a little blank spot this year in the amount of market orchards that are in those areas. But there are actually quite a few orchards in this area four that's going to be opening up. So all in all, we should expect as good a season this year probably in most areas as we've had in the past year. So basically, we're recommending the seasons to be the same as they were last year, the same length and everything, and just changing the rotation. For this one area that's going to open up this year in the Rappahannock, we're going to make a little change. We're recommending a little change in the geography of it, and that is we're putting a line right across here and closing the Coratomen, because we have one oyster rock right in the center of the Coratomen that's called Middle Ground. And this past January, when we did our replenishment program, that oyster rock gets a very good spat set every year, but it never produces any market oysters. We continue to have problems with anoxia. It's right in the center of the river here, so this little small river, but all around it is like 60 feet deep. And we continue to have problems with low oxygen killing the oysters as they get bigger. So So what we did this year is we actually allowed industry to go out and remove the top off of it, take the spat from last year, put it on private ground in our, just like we do in the Piang Tank and the Great Wicomico, and we reshelled it nice and heavily to see if rather than waiting for this area to produce market orchards, and it probably never will, that we could just take an annual crop from it each year of seed, that would be a better use for it. So in your definitions that will be advertised, and we'll just be cutting this one rock that's up here off, which is about a 5 or 6 acre rock. That's all that we're taking out of it. In the York River, Area 1 was open last year. This year will be Area 2, which is Timberneck and Page's Rock. Tangier and Pocomoke, this year, Area 1, which is the purplish color, all this area, that'll be open this year. And all the rest of the areas will just be open as they normally are with just the seasons that we have set. We've made a few changes in the regulation just to take out the references to taxes and to put the user fee in, so that in order for a harvester to get a limit, his 8-bushel limit, he'll also have to pay his user fee. So that was clarified in it. But generally, that's the main advertised changes that are going to be in this regulation.
Orange basket.
Well, I'm going to go to that, but I don't know if there's any question on the seasons before. Before we, because that's a different regulation.
Okay. Any questions of Jim? Okay. This hasn't been before the advisory committee yet.
We're going to get that back. We got the next day.
Okay.
The other recommendation that we're making is how the orchardmen actually handle their orchards, and that's included in Regulation 260, and how it's both how they handle it and how law enforcement will check them and how they're handling it. For a number of years, we've had watermen come to us and say they don't feel safe, they're getting old. What we require now is that when they go out and harvest, that this is their culling board, and then when they do the dredging, they put the oysters into a pile in the corner of the boat, and they determine their pile by having one basket there that they fill up, and they keep dumping it, and they count them so they know when they've gotten the 16 bushels or 24 bushels, whichever they have. And it's been a quandary for law enforcement. It's been a quandary for us on how you would call them, because it's relatively easy to. We got a procedure for an open pile like this. You just stick a shovel in, and you take a bushel tub out. But we've been listening to them, and other states, actually, we're probably the only state now left that has oysters left in a pile. Everybody has, that I know of, is letting them put them into some sort of carrying conveyance. And when we talk about an orange basket, I mean, they tend to be in different colors, so some orange, some blue, some green, but they started out being orange, so everybody calls them orange baskets. And this is our bushel tub that we measure in. And this is not going to change how oysters are measured at the point of sale. They're still required by code to be sold in a bushel tub. The only thing it's changing is that the waterman, instead of having his one basket and dumping it, he'd be able to have 8 baskets if it's one guy, or 16 baskets, 24 baskets, and he just set the baskets around the floor. Once he's filled them, they stay there. And actually, if they do a nice covering on the top of the basket, it comes out to be exactly a tub. If they do slack on the orange baskets, then it does not go to cover. A flat orange basket is less than a bushel tub. But the way watermen work at the dock when they come in and they start shoveling, they're so good at cribbing and dumping their oysters around the edges of the tub as they're taken out that they can make a 16 oyster, they put 16 oyster baskets there, and they'll get 18 out at tallying. So I think in some of the buyers that were against the orange basket at the beginning and now have come around since they've been doing more on private ground, just the fact that we're catching more on private ground, people use the orange baskets all the time, and I think they've learned that actually by the oysters sitting in those baskets and vibrating all day, that they pack up and they get a better measure in an orange basket when they go to dump it than they were getting from the guys cribbing, and they can they can get the oysters out of the baskets and out of the boat so much faster than the shoveling. So I think most of the industry has come to agree, both sides, that it's okay. For law enforcement, we had to come up with some idea on how they can check them for small oysters, and with the procedure that they've come up that you've seen in regulation is that they can pick any basket or more than one basket at random, and they can take it and dump that into their bushel tub and cull those. And what's different from oysters from crabs is that in a crab, if you find you find small crabs, you just throw that basket over. In our regulation for oysters, if you find a basket with undersized oysters, the whole load goes over, even if they only find it in the one basket. So it's somewhat of a deterrent to keep them from doing the small oysters.
Jim, what if the orange basket, when it's dumped into the bushel, comes out less than a bushel? Do you take more oysters from another basket?
That's up. I mean, if for him to, that's up to the buyer, basically.
No, if law enforcement.
For law enforcement, it would be less than a bushel. If they came up each one less, they're going to have to add a little bit each time. And if, when they thought he had 16 bushel baskets there, when he tubbed out as a tub, but that would only be if law enforcement sat at a dock and watched the entire process. Law enforcement wouldn't.
Law enforcement checking for undersized oysters,
yeah,
or shell.
Yeah, he can take some out of a piece. Yeah, he can add a piece to make his full tub. Yeah.
His standard for a violation is
right.
So many small oysters per bushel, Virginia
right.
bushel, which is the iron tub there.
Right. He'll fill that, his tub.
He will fill that from what he selects from the orange basket.
Yeah, if it takes one in a piece, that's what it'll take.
And he can check three or four orange baskets.
If he wants to, yeah. Please.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Any questions? Jim, this is a request to take these measures out to public hearing next month.
Right. Yeah.
Is there any objection to doing that?
No, sir.
Seeing none, the hearing is approved. Thank you.